Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Chris Siderick. Why would a comedian run for office? That's the question comedian Jimmy Tingle will be asking and answering next Friday and Saturday night in his new comedy show. And if you don't know Jimmy Tingle, here's an example of his trademark political satire.
We can all see the influence Christianity's had on Donald Trump. I think it was Jesus himself who once said, build a wall across the southern border. Keep out other people named Jesus.
The longtime comedian ran for lieutenant governor of Massachusetts earlier this year, and while he didn't win, he's ready for his second, or I guess maybe his third act. Here with me now in the studios, comedian, writer, actor, activist, and Boston comedy fixture Jimmy Tingle. Jimmy, welcome to Radio Boston.
Chris, great to see you. It's my fifth act, Chris.
Your fifth act. All right, all right. So I want to start with the obvious question, and it's one you've asked yourself. Why would a comedian run for office?
Right. Well, I've been, as you could hear from the clip, I've been doing social and political humor for years. I started about 1988 doing it, and I've just always been motivated. That's what kind of got me jazzed to perform. And after the 2016 election, I felt that, you know, I saw the success of Trump and I saw the simplicity in his messaging, three words. And I felt if Trump can use his background as an entertainer to communicate his message, that message, I can try to use my background as an entertainer and communicate it to communicate our message. And my message is, oh, I also had three words. He had three words. What was it? Build the wall. Lock her up, drain the swamp, and make America great. Three words, right? I had three words, too. Feed the hungry, house the homeless, heal the sick, welcome the stranger, and I would add, fix the tea.
That's a message I think that would resonate here.
John, I mean, Chris, if John F. Kennedy could inspire a generation to go to the moon, we ought to be able to get a train to go to Springfield. We get commuter rails to go to New Bedford and Fall River. And I think, Chris, with the if we put our heads together, we could get a train to connect North Station to South Station. We can do these things.
I can't believe that wasn't a winning message.
It was a winning message.
Fair enough, fair enough. So was it a specific moment that you remember, I decided, all right, that's it, I'm going to run? Or was it just kind of a gradual thing that you
No, I had gone back to school. I went to the Kennedy School of Government in 2010. I went back to school to see if I could use entertainment for purposes beyond entertainment. And after the election of Trump, I said, you know, I want to run, and I want to run on statewide level, and I think lieutenant governor is the right position. I asked Bonnie Frank. Anyway, before I asked Bonnie what he thought. He thought it was a great idea. He became our honorary chairperson, actually. But leading up to it, I was on the fence. Do I do it? Do I not do it? Do I do it? Do I not do it? And then I used to do a bit on the wind farm off the coast of Cape Cod. I was saying on stage, you know, if they've been arguing about this wind farm for 15 years. I said, this is America. There's lots of windy places. Do we have to put all the windmills off the coast of Cape Cod? Why can't we put some of the windmills in the breakdown lane on the Mass Pike? Look at all that untapped wind on the Mass Pike. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Now think about this, Chris. Using wind generated by cars, running on oil to turn little windmills to create electricity to reduce our dependency on oil, right? Obviously, it's satire, but it's rooted in advocating for the power of the wind.
Right.
Well, I'm on the fence. Do I do it? Do I not do it? I got an email from a woman in India in September of 2017. I'm not kidding you. She said, Mr. Tingle, I saw your comedy routine a few years ago at the Montreal Comedy Festival in Canada, and I just want to let you know that your vision for putting windmills on the highway to generate electricity is now being implemented in India.
Really?
Chris, I took it as a sign. Clearly, I have to run. I'm a visionary.
There you go.
But that was a turning point right there because I felt, I mean, Albert Einstein said creativity is more important than knowledge. I felt I had the creativity to help.
Well, I'm curious because you are kind of known as a comedian and funny guy around Boston and the greater Boston area. Did you have a hard time getting people to see you as a serious candidate running a serious campaign?
Not the people who know me. Not the people who come to my shows, not my family, not people who had been coming for years, because as you could hear from the clip in there, there was always usually content behind the jokes. There was usually some sort of an advocacy position, and it was rooted in some sort of satire, some sort of truth. So the people who knew me, the people that didn't know me, because of the Trump election and because of the entertainment factor in his background, people were more, I wouldn't say dismissive, but they were more on the fence. They had to be convinced. But when I got in front of people and I met them at their house parties or town committee meetings or rallies around the state or at the convention, people were convinced that it was a serious campaign, and it was a serious campaign. And I was running because I believe very strongly the government matters, and the government can change people's lives, and at times government can actually save people's lives.
Okay, so from serious campaign, now you're back on the comedy bandwagon. Yeah. How does that feel? How's that been?
It feels great. It was a little bit of a transition getting back, finding my balance on stage. You know, I don't want to in any way trivialize the campaign or my efforts to become a lieutenant governor, but at the same time find the humor in it in a respectful way. And that's what we're doing in the show. The name of the show is Jimmy Tingle Stand Up. Why Would a Comedian Run for Office?
There you go. That's Friday and Saturday. And that is comedian, writer, actor, activist, and entrepreneur Jimmy Tingle. Jimmy, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks a million for having me, and great to see you again, Chris.
For information about when and where you can see his comedy show, Why Would a Comedian Run for Office, go to RadioBoston.org.